Proverbs 18:22 says, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord." This devotional is being recorded in October of 2023. Last year, Columbus Day landed on 10/10, and at the end of that holiday devotional, I mentioned that 10/10 is also engagement day for my wife and I. Our engagement was about as simple and basic as you could imagine. I met my wife on an elevator in a building where we both worked, and she was on a different floor on that 30-story building. And one day I stepped on an elevator to go to my floor, and the door of the elevator began to close. As it did, I heard a lady ask one of the two of us on the elevator to hold the elevator as they approached. Now, most of the time, people just ignore those requests. They'll just let the door close. People are just rude. But my mother raised me to be a gentleman. And as a Christian, it's just the right thing to do. So I held the door. And if memory serves, there were, I think, three people who stepped on the elevator. And one lady thanked me for holding the door. And I responded by just joking and saying, "You're welcome. Now I've done my good deed for the day." I looked at another lady who was giving me a funny look. I don't remember what else was said on that elevator ride, but I noticed that this woman was single and she was very pretty. She was very professional looking, but I could tell that she was down to earth and just watching her interact with her friends. So soon after, as I was working out in the wellness center on the basement of that building, that pretty professional woman appeared and approached me, and I was wearing headphones, and as she approached, I removed them, and she said, "What are you listening to?" Now, I'll be honest, I thought, well, I'll get an idea of what this woman is about when I answer, and I told her what I was listening to. It was Alexander Scorby reading the King James Bible, and when I saw her face light up, and she had a look of a pleasant surprise on her face, I had a really good feeling about this woman. A few days later, together we went to a Phil Keggy acoustic guitar concert at Clark State College in Springfield, Ohio. And for those of you who are superstitious and believe in omens, you might like to know that on the way there, I stopped to make a phone call. I'd forgotten my cell phone and had to use a payphone to let my babysitter know I wouldn't be reachable, but would check in a couple of times during the evening. And during that call, on my first date with this nice lady, a flock of pigeons flew over, and you could just hear the droppings hitting everything, and I was hit. And I ducked into the men's room and washed up, and then I got back in the car, and I didn't say anything to her. She didn't notice, and she didn't even find out until I told her some weeks later. But that bad omen was a dud, because everything has turned out amazingly well for me ever since. Just a few weeks later, on October 10th, 2005, I made a very unromantic proposal. I had hoped to be somewhere else, but ran out of time trying to get to a better place, so I just pulled into a now-closed Stephen Berry's clothing store parking lot. It was a few minutes after 10 a.m., so I parked and said I just wanted to sit and talk for a while. She didn't appear to give it much thought, so we just sat there and sipped our coffee and talked. And then I saw the clock strike 10:10 a.m. on October 10th, 2005. At that moment, I said, "Jenny, I want to ask you something. Will you marry me?" And she said, "Yes." And for the rest of my life, I will think of 10:10 a.m. on 10:10 of whatever year it is and remember that moment. As of 2023, it's been 18 years, and I won't make devotionals every 10/10 of every year about our engagement, but at least this once I wanted to share that story with you and let you singles out there know that it is possible to find a Christian spouse that will make you happy and make you feel blessed to be married. And men, if you'll be patient and let the Lord guide you, you'll see the truth of our proverb, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord." And that describes me.